Right, I'm going now. I'll drop Mum off after the service and be back before lunch.
Huh?
I've put it all in the bottom oven, Brian. Did you hear what I said?
Have you seen my keys, Jenny?
Where did you last have them?
Well, if I knew that, they wouldn't be lost, would they?
Oh, please don't take your bad mood out on me.
I'm not. I asked a simple question.
Have you heard from Tom yet?
No.
And you haven't rung him? Is this supermarket deal really worth all this aggravation?
There'd be no need for any aggravation if Tom would see sense.
Well, that probably isn't going to happen without some kind of concession from you.
Just a minute. Well, you think I should make concessions?
Well, you clearly can't go on like this, can you? Not speaking. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Look, I set up a very good deal to sell the product to a supermarket chain. Golden opportunity for expansion, and Tom refutes it from square one. Sorry, Jenny, the ball's in his court.
But if he's not going to be moved on this, then perhaps the deal shouldn't go ahead.
Now, you're the one that's being ridiculous.
But if he's so strongly against it, Brian, I mean, what are you planning to do? Ride roughshod over him?
Of course not.
You are supposed to be partners in the business. I mean, equal partners.
Well, thank you for stating the obvious. Aren't you going to be late for church?
Ooh, you infuriate me sometimes.
Look, this deal is a fantastic opportunity. Tom just needs to open his eyes and see it.
Jill?
Oh, hello, hello.
You're not dashing off, are you?
I was, yes.
Are you not stopping for a coffee? You usually do.
I've got rather a lot on this morning.
Could you stay for a few minutes at least? I just like a quiet word if possible.
Well...
I'd appreciate it.
Yes, all right.
How are things?
Fine, for the most part.
Oh.
I'm still worried about the bees.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, morning, Jill.
Oh, Jenny.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, lovely service, Alan.
Thanks.
And Mum enjoyed it as well.
Good. Jennifer, can I get you a coffee?
Mm, thanks.
Milk and sugar?
Just milk, thanks.
Righty-o.
Alan, I ought to be getting off soon.
OK, back in a tick.
Shula's not here today.
No.
Oh, it's a shame. I enjoy bringing Mum here to Darrington. Much as I love St. Stephen's.
Yes. It takes her out of herself, doesn't it?
Yes. And she always seems less anxious to get back to Jack. I think if she knows he's only up the road, she feels duty-bound to get back as quickly as possible, even with Lillian there.
I can understand that.
Yes. Yes, of course. All Souls does hold some lovely memories for her and Jack.
Yes.
Your Mum came to some of the tea dances here in the Memorial Hall.
Yes, it was a marvellous dancer in his day. Yes.
There you are, Jennifer.
Oh, lovely. Thanks.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Have you seen Phil?
He's over there. He's chatting to Gwen about the organ, I think.
Oh, so he is.
Mm. And how are you doing, Alan? You're getting to grips with all those other churches?
Oh, bit by bit. Finally got the rotors sorted. That's a load off my mind.
You're going to be incredibly busy.
Mm. Well, you know me, Jill. I like a challenge.
Make sure you get some help and don't try to do it all on your own.
Oh, there's no danger of that. I'm getting some great support from the church wardens.
I'm glad.
Although there is a lot to do yet. Next on my agenda is getting the three parishes to come together once a month to worship here at Darrington.
Good idea.
Hmm.
And how's Usha doing? I saw a flash pass as I set off this morning.
And she's not letting the weather hold her back.
Well, it's either frozen tracks or claggy mud, depending. So she's avoiding the lanes and running on tarmac, which isn't great for the joints, but it's what she wants to do.
Oh, excuse me, you two. Mum's calling me over.
Oh.
Just go and see what she wants.
See you later, Jenny.
I think Susan's telling Peggy about the flat over the shop.
Right. Well, I'd better get on.
Jill, just before you do, I noticed Shula wasn't at the service this morning.
No.
Is she all right?
Yes. As far as I know, she is.
Because I missed her, you know. Well, I'm sure we all did.
Well, she's up to our eyes at the stables at the moment.
Yes, I know.
You know what it's like at this time of year. Staff dropping like flies with colds and flu. And you know Saturday and Sunday's always been her busiest days with all the children's classes.
Yes, of course.
It's not easy to find trained staff to cover lessons.
No, she said as much last week.
Oh, she has told you then?
We had a conversation about her possibly taking the occasional service at one of the other churches.
Yes?
And unfortunately, as I say, she had to say no because of her work.
Right. It's not easy. Anyway, Alan.
Oh, yeah, right, right. But well, look, do tell her I was asking after her when you next see her, won't you?
Ah, oh, they seek him here, they seek him there. Oh, David, you're a difficult man to track down this morning, Brian.
Am I?
Yeah, I thought you'd be tucked up with a coffee and a game of Mahjong on the computer.
I'm giving Adam a hand.
Oh. Still, there must be better jobs than wrestling the wrapper off a silage bale in this weather.
Oh, just blowing the cobwebs away.
Oh. On a day like today?
It's a relief to get out of the office and get my hands dirty, truth be told.
Right. Problems?
Well, no more than usual.
Fair enough. Can I give you a hand?
Nearly there. Got it there. Right. Put that over you, David.
Well, I'm putting up the lambing pens and a few of the hurdles are shot, and since you're not lambing, I wondered if I could borrow a few of yours.
Well, how many do you need?
A dozen, maybe two.
Oh, fine. Well, you know where they are. Help yourself.
Oh, cheers.
No problem.
Yeah, I should have thought of it before and replaced them, but you know what it's like.
Yeah.
And, want to crack on with it tomorrow, because Dad's coming over to give me a hand.
Right.
Well, there's no shutting you up today, Brian.
Huh?
Are you going to come down the bull this lunchtime?
Well, I hadn't thought.
Oh, come on, share some more of your scintillating witticisms over a pint of Shires.
I'll see how it goes, OK?
Charlie, give Rosalind a hand with that saddle, will you? And ask Leanne to sort Fabian out.
Oh, Mum, hello.
Hello, darling.
I haven't got long. I'm due to start teaching in a minute.
I won't keep you.
I thought you might call or phone.
You weren't at church this morning.
No.
But you're all right.
Yes, of course.
You sure?
Oh, Mum, you know how things are here at the moment.
Yes, I'm sure.
I'm glad the children's classes haven't dropped off too much, but it means I've been very busy.
I can see you've got a lot on.
Oh, I only wish it were as busy as this during the week.
You lost any more livery clients?
No, but I will, as soon as they can sell their horses.
I am sorry.
And a couple more of the adults have cancelled private lessons for the foreseeable future.
Have they? Oh, dear.
Well, it's only to be expected at the moment.
I can see how much pressure you're under, but missing church...
Joanne finishes in an hour, and I've got a class to teach. I can't do everything, Mum.
Of course you can't. Where's Daniel?
Doing his homework.
Can't you get him to help out?
Of course he helps out. It's not the same as having trained full-time staff, though.
Is there anything I can do?
Such as?
Would you all like to come to Glebe for supper?
Oh, thanks, but I'll just be too tired. All I want to do is have a good long soak and go straight to bed.
Yes, of course. Now make sure you do.
Oh, look at the time. I'd better go.
It was a lovely service.
I'm sure it was.
It's a pity you missed Alan's sermon. He sends his best wishes.
I've got to get on, if you don't mind.
Of course not. I've got to get the lunch on the table before your father starts grumbling.
Yes, right. I'll see you soon, then.
Bye then, dear.
Bye, Mum.
Cheers, Jolene.
Whoa, careful.
Oh,
oh, sorry. Oh. Oh, dear. You weren't partial to that jumper, were you, Tom?
Brenda's going to kill me.
No, listen, here. Jolene won't mind a beer towel.
Oh,
Jesus.
Thanks.
There you go.
Oh, Brenda bought it for me for Christmas. She was really pleased with it.
Oh, well... It's an original now, all right?
No.
No one else will have one with beer all done.
Well, the stains had better come out. What do you reckon I should do?
Oh, don't ask me, mate. Won't she know?
Oh, come on, you don't think I'm going to tell her, do you?
Well, try your mum, then.
Oh, maybe.
Or the internet?
Yeah. Oh, God, I'm going to smell like a brewery. Mm. All I need.
Oh, David, Tom.
Oh, hi, Alan.
Hi.
We don't normally see you in here on Sundays. Can I get you a drink?
No, thanks. I haven't time. You haven't seen Neil at all, have you?
No, not me. I've only just come in.
Yeah, he was in here earlier.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I was talking to Eddie. Well, I can't see him now, unless he's in the gents.
Oh. Have you tried his mobile?
Yeah, but went to voicemail.
Was it urgent? If he comes back...
it's not too urgent. I mean, it's the tap on the vestry sink. I think the washer's gone.
Oh, right.
Just thought if I could catch him before he went home, I could ask him to sort it out today.
Well, if I see him, I'll pass the message on.
Well, don't worry about it. I'll leave him a message on his phone. Cheers. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Alan.
He's in a hurry.
Yeah.
I thought I was stressed.
How are things?
Oh, you know.
No.
Same old.
All right.
I don't suppose you'll be going to the Grange Farm Bash on Thursday?
No, it's just for the faithful few, isn't it?
Yeah, Ed, Jazza, Mike. I think Eddie, Joe and Clary have been invited.
Right.
Oliver and Caroline are treating them in Grey Gables Bistro.
Excellent.
Lucky them. The food will be fantastic.
How come you know so much about it?
Helen's been invited.
Oh, right, lucky her.
You know, because of Sterling Gold.
Yeah, of course. Any plans to start that up again? It was a real winner.
Helen's well up for it. She went to see him straight away.
And?
Well, and he said no.
No.
Well, he said he wasn't sure, but you know Helen, she's not going to leave it there.
Yeah. Oh, good for her. Listen, Tom, can I get you another drink, since your jumper had most of the last one?
Me.
Oh, hi, Brian.
Hi, David.
I won't bother, thanks.
Hi, Tom.
Brian.
You sure?
Yeah, it's fine. I'll see you, David.
Yeah, see you. What was all that about?
Nothing, really.
He could have fooled me.
Oh, he and I had a bit of a spat last week, that's all. It'll sort itself out.
Hello, Ruth.
Jill, are you sure you can manage?
I'll be fine, thanks. I'm not lifting them, just hefting them.
It looks like lifting to me.
Only one side. You can come closer.
Without the suit. I'm not as brave as you are.
They're not flying. It's too cold.
You do this every winter, don't you?
It's so I can judge the weight of the hive.
Oh, right.
It's a way of judging how much honey there is in there. Whether the bees have enough to last them the winter.
Oh, that's quite a skill.
Jerry Buckle once told me it was tradition to do this on Candlemas. People check their stores of fuel, fodder and food for the bees. Oh, dear.
What's the verdict?
There's less than I'd like.
Oh, is there?
Let's see how much there is in this one.
Candlemas is early February, isn't it?
Yes, the second. Well, I don't know if it's right or not. Jerry was full of that kind of folklore. You must have heard the old saying, a swarm in May's worth a rick of hay, a swarm in June's worth a silver spoon, but a swarm in July's not worth a fly.
Is that true?
Well, it was true in the past, but lately they've been swarming at odd times. Let's see how this one feels.
No better.
Let's hope for a warm spring.
Here, I'll hold that, David. You get the other hurdle.
Well, thanks, there. Oh, better put the bale of twine.
What's behind you?
Oh, yeah.
You're ahead of yourself this year.
Yeah, I know, but we won't start landing for another couple of weeks. So I thought I'd crack on with this. Plan was for Eddie to give me a lift putting up Yorkshire boards today.
Oh, the weather's hardly right for that sort of job.
Well, I need to get that done too, as soon as possible, to improve the ventilation. With the numbers we're lambing this year.
Hi, Grandpa.
Oh, hello, love. How was school?
Well, English was really boring. Lost a pound down the sea on the school bus, and I've got tons of homework.
Oh, dear.
Gran says she's ready for home if you are.
Right, well, you can walk me to the car.
Could I help with the milking, Dad?
What about your homework?
It's not all for tomorrow.
Well, you could help me better by cleaning out the feed troughs.
Oh, do I have to? I'd rather work with the cows.
Yeah, well, you can't cherry-pick the best jobs.
Oh, but Dad...
Your Dad's right. A farmer has to take the rough with the smooth.
Yeah, I know.
Now, come on, before your grandma has to come and look for us.
Thanks, Dad.
Bye, Phil.
Bye, Ruth.
All right, love.
Usha just rang. She's had an accident.
Oh, what?
She tripped and fell badly when she was out running.
Did she...
Sounds as if she's sprained her ankle. She probably needs an X-ray.
Oh, poor Usha.
The thing is, Alan's in Loxley Barrett with a bereaved couple, and she doesn't want to disturb him, so I've offered to drive her.
Yeah, of course.
There's a casserole, so...
No, no, it's fine. Pip and I'll sort supper and the boys. You get off.
Oh, thanks.
See you later.
Oh, and keep an eye on the cow that calved this afternoon, would you? There's just something niggling me about her.
What's the matter?
Nothing. Are those potatoes ready, Phil?
Yes, yes, almost.
Hurry up, I need to get them on. It's going to take at least half an hour in the oven.
But you haven't got to go anywhere, have you?
No.
Well, what's all the rush? I'm peeling as fast as I can.
I don't want to be standing here washing up at 8 o'clock tonight.
Well, I'll do the washing up. Oh, come on, what's the matter? There's something bothering you.
No. I'm running late, that's all.
I know you better than that.
I'm tired, and I just want to get the supper on.
If you say so.
In the office. Dad, come look at this.
That's not getting on with your homework, is it?
It's okay, I'm just having a break. Oh. But look, it's about this RSPB farm.
Oh, yeah.
They've been running it as a commercial farm. At the same time, they do stuff to improve the wildlife. And look, bird numbers have gone up loads.
All right. Listen, get your overalls and coat on and come and have a look at the car your mum's worried about. You can tell me all about it on the way.
And look at the Skylark project last year. Well, that was really successful. And just by leaving a patch for them to nest in the middle of a field, which cost what? A few quid?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, now you're deputy chair... Couldn't you spread the word at the NFU? Let farmers know what they could be doing.
Well, a lot of farmers say it's birds of prey that are killing off-ground nesting birds.
Well, I don't reckon that's true, do you?
I'm not sure, to be honest.
We could be doing a lot more here.
Hey, we do our share. We've got the wet grassland area.
Oh, yeah, I know.
We've planted the mixed species hedge.
We should only trim it every 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, but... Overgrown hedges shelter rabbits, which destroy crops.
But, Dad...
It's about finding a balance, Pip. Come on. The world's short of food, and that's our job, as well as being how we make our living.
Oh, no.
Oh, she's down.
Oh, I think your mum was right. Look at her eyes.
They don't look right, do they?
Oh. Yeah, yeah, feel...
Oh, she's cold. Is it milk fever?
I don't know.
That was very nice, Jill. Thank you.
Oh, good.
Perhaps now you'll tell me why you were so ratty earlier.
Was I?
And why we've just eaten supper in almost complete silence.
I'm sorry. I was thinking about the bees.
What about them?
What on earth to do next?
Well, what's your friend from the association doing?
Lydia Wells. She's not very optimistic. She said she might repeat the oxalic treatment.
And don't you think that's a good idea?
I can't do that on winter bees, Phil. It would damage their kidneys. I was thinking perhaps I'd use icing sugar.
Icing sugar?
Yes. You sprinkle them with it and they brush themselves off and... Hopefully brush the mites off with it.
Oh. Well, anything's worth trying.
Yes.
But you'll ride it out, I'm sure of it.
There's something else Lydia was saying.
Oh, honestly, that woman's the voice of doom. Don't know why you spend so much time talking to her.
I don't encourage her. She could talk for England.
Yeah, but every time you come off the phone, she said something else to worry you.
Not every time.
Yeah, well, it seems like it. What she said now?
Just that she has a friend whose whole colony just died last year.
Oh, not this mystery illness thing.
Yes. When she opened the hive, she was confronted with a mass of dead bees in the bottom.
Oh, dear.
That must be devastating.
Yes, well, I'm sure it is, but you can't waste time worrying about something that may not happen.
No, I know. Lydia said you had to go to the auction and completely restock.
Oh, well, there you are. It wouldn't be the end of the world.
But I don't know whether I'd have the heart to start all over again.
It's okay. It's okay.
You see what's coming out?
Yeah. What does it mean?
Teat's hard to feel.
Yeah.
It's mastitis. And I think it might be E. coli.
She's in trouble, isn't she?
Oh, sorry, Pip, but yes. We need Alistair straight away.
But what if he can't come?
I'll phone him. Then I'd better get the antibiotics.
Dad, is she going to be all right?
Don't know.
Here you are, Jill.
Oh, thanks.
Now, look, come on. You concentrate on the things you can do to help your colony. It's pointless worrying about things that are beyond your control.
I know.
I mean, it is just the bees, isn't it? Well, what is it?
Nothing.
Oh, it'll be a very long evening if you don't say, because I shall keep on at you until you do.
Well...
I'll spit it out.
It's Shula.
What about her?
You know, she wasn't at church yesterday morning.
Was she ill?
No. When I dropped you off at Brookfield, I went straight over to the stables to see what was wrong. I think it's this business with Alan and Usha.
Is that what she said?
No. She gave the excuse that she was busy.
I see. And was she?
Yes, she was.
And she's already said that she's had to cut people's hours.
Yes, I know, but...
It's not the first time workers kept her away from church.
I know.
Well, there you are, then.
It's just that I don't want her cutting herself off from everything that's important to her.
Oh, don't read too much into things. I'm sure it's only temporary.
Are you? I wish I could be as certain...
Pass me that, Pip.
You're going to tube her?
Yes. I need to get the antibiotics straight into the quarter.
When's Alistair coming?
Well, I don't know. Soon, I hope. I had to leave him a message.
Oh. Well, maybe he's on his way.
We're doing everything we can for him.
I know.
Right. That's in.
Right, what now?
I'll inject her, but I need your help.
Okay, well, what should I do?
Right, listen, I've got to inject straight into her jugular. Okay, so I need you to hold her head absolutely still. Can you do that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Hold up like this. Yeah, with your fingers.
Okay. Have you done this before, Dad?
Yes, I have. Don't worry.
Okay.
Right, okay. Absolutely rock steady, okay?
Okay, got her.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. There you go, Olga. Okay, you can let go now.
Oh, my hands are shaking.
Yeah, you did great.
What now?
Well, that's all we can do for now. Just wait for Alistair. Why don't you go in and warm up, eh? You really ought to get back to your homework.
No way. I'm staying here.
I see. Well, you did all the right things.
Well done, Pip.
Oh, thanks.
You too, David.
All right, girl.
So is she okay, Alistair?
Well, she's not out of the woods yet, I'm afraid.
Isn't she?
Don't worry. Alistair knows what he's doing. He'll do everything he can.
Okay. Let's get some fluids into her.
Oh, right.
Hang on.
Oh, thanks. Pass me the pump, would you, David?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks.
And then what?
Then it'll just be a case of waiting, I'm afraid.
Okay.
I'll come back in the morning and hope she'll improve during the night. But she might not.
Oh.
Sorry, I can't be more hopeful than that, Pip. But you remember that whatever happens... You did a fine job here tonight.
Hello, Maurice Horton.
Morning, Maurice. It's Brian Aldridge here.
Mr. Aldridge? Oh, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And you?
Okay, thanks. What can I do for you?
Well, I wondered if you'd got time for a quick chat.
Now?
If possible.
Not really. Will it take long?
Well, I've an idea I'd like to run past you.
I'm just off to the supermarket.
Well, can't it wait?
The one in the retail park. I work there 3 days a week, if you remember.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Will it do on Thursday, when I come over to your neck of the woods?
Let me think. Well, when's your lunch break?
12 till 1.
Right, I tell you what. I've got a meeting in Felbersham this morning. I can meet you after that.
Oh, right. Well, okay.
Where?
I usually eat my sandwiches in the canteen and then nip in the coffee shop next door for a cup of tea.
Excellent. Well, shall we say there, 12:30?
I thought you'd be in here.
Shh, Mum. The calf's feeding.
How's she doing?
Oh, she looks miles better.
Oh, she does, doesn't she?
Dad says she's probably in the clear. Is she? What do you think?
Her husband said if she improved by the morning, she should make a full recovery. And she's eaten.
Oh, yeah. Oh, thank goodness.
Your dad said you were a real star last night.
Did he?
He said you were absolutely fantastic. You didn't panic and you were calm and helpful. You held her head rock steady for your dad to inject her. And you stuck it out, even when things got a bit scary.
It was tiring, you know, Mum.
I can imagine.
Well, everything's okay now.
We didn't get a chance to see her last night, but we're very proud of you.
It was nothing, really.
But still...
I just did what you or any farmer would do. It's no big deal.
Well, come on then, you hero, you. You better get going to school. And you better get a move on before you miss the bus.
Is there nothing that catches your eye?
I think I've seen most of them. Anyway, I don't know what mood I'll be in tonight.
Well, me and Emma got 50 first dates out. That was good.
Yeah.
It's a rom-com.
I do like Drew Barrymore.
It's all about this girl who's lost her memory and she can't remember anything new that happened after her car crash. So every day, Adam Sandler has to court her all over again. That's really sweet.
Yeah. I like my coms to have laughs in them.
Oh, it's funny as well.
No.
What about Mamma Mia?
No, I don't think so. Oh, I don't know whether to get something I can get lost in or something I can turn my brain off to.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I've just seen Hayley.
Oh, yeah, how's she?
Fine, yeah. She was just taking Abby to Mums and Toddlers.
Oh, that's nice.
She's just been up to Willow Farm to see how they're getting on.
Oh, she's well out of it over at Lower Loxley.
That's what she said. They're laying the floorboards upstairs in Mike's bed. Oh,
they're making a right royal din. You can hear it from our house. Oh.
It'll be worth it when it's finished, though.
Oh, definitely.
It'd be great for her and Roy to have their own space. They're going to pick a cooker later on this week.
Oh, it's really exciting, I know. Choosing the kitchen and the colour scheme and the fittings and everything.
Yeah, I bet.
It was the same upstairs, you know, the flat.
How are Neil and Chris doing?
Oh, they've finished.
Really?
Yeah. They finished painting over the weekend and then we gave it a good clean through last night before Tony brings Mrs. Woolley to look at it.
Brilliant.
And they made a really good job of it all, though I say so myself. Flooring, tiling in the bathroom, everything.
Ooh, what's the bathroom like?
Oh, very trendy. All black and white and mirrors to make the space look bigger.
Wow, that sounds really cool.
Yeah, and a proper power shower that's better than ours.
Is there any chance I could have a quick look round?
Of course you can.
Oh, that'd be great.
I can't take you up there right away. Like I said, Mrs. Woolley will be here in any moment with Tony. Oh. But come back later.
Oh, right. What time?
Well, about one-ish. Emma's minding the shop for me for a couple of hours at dinner time. Mm-hmm. I've got a few errands to run. But if you come back then, I'll give you a proper guided tour.
Oh, Morris, sorry to keep you waiting.
Oh, that's all right.
Traffic was terrible.
Nothing new there. Makes you wonder where everybody's off to.
Indeed. Right, look, I'll come straight to the point. You work here at the supermarket on the days when you're not working with Tom.
That's right.
And how's that working out for you?
All right. It's busy at the weekend, like, but I don't mind busy. Time passes quicker when you're busy.
Very true. So you're quite happy with arrangements as they are?
Well, I wouldn't say happy. It's a job. The pay's not brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very strict about all sorts of things, even things like breaks. And that's not easy to get used to when you've always worked for yourself.
Yeah, I imagine.
The thing is, Mr. Aldridge, it's like they don't trust you. And they make you earn every penny. Well, not that I'm lazy.
Absolutely not.
But they should let you get on with it without some spotty kid with customer sales advisor pinned to his chest, breathing down your neck.
Quite.
What's all this about, Mr. Aldridge, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, as you know, the sausage business is doing really well, especially the upmarket lines.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a chance that production might increase in the near future. And obviously, if this happens, we'll be looking to increase your hours.
Oh.
Are you interested?
I might be.
Good.
But this is the first I've heard of it. How come Tom never said anything?
Well, I deal with this side of the business, Morris. And at this point, there's no need to get his hopes up until things are firmed up.
I see.
But I still need to put some feelers out and see if the whole thing's feasible.
Fair enough. He is a bit stressed out. He hardly said a word yesterday at the unit.
Huh?
Very moody, in fact.
One of the advantages of a partnership. We can split the load, with Tom concentrating on production. I can develop business opportunities.
Everyone's a winner.
Well, I hope so. But I really don't want to bother him about any of this till I'm certain.
Right, well, okay, I'd certainly be interested, so I'll just wait to hear from you as and when, then. All right.
And this is the kitchen.
Wow!
I'll second that, Fallon.
Oh, I love these units!
Oh, Christopher chose them.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, he really took an interest, you know, looking up designs on the internet and so on. It's not really my taste. More a young person's choice.
Yeah, it's minimalist. I like it.
Well, very easy to keep clean.
No,
anyway.
No, it's good the way that you've done everything. Very simple and neutral. Mm-hmm. Yeah, whoever moves in will find it very easy to put their own personality on the place.
Mike's having a very fancy kitchen at Willow Farm, he was telling me. You know, in his new bit.
Oh, what like?
Oh, in an Italian country kitchen, I think. That's what he fancies. Oh, you know, he's been invited to Grey Gables on Thursday night.
Oh, is that to celebrate getting rid of the TB?
Yeah, Dude and I went over to congratulate Oliver on the all clear.
Jazza was on about it in the ball.
And Ian was saying he's revamped the menu. I'd love to taste some of them dishes he was talking about.
Oh, well, that's it. They're having a meal in the bistro, aren't they?
Yeah, just for Grange Farm employees as a thank you.
Oh, Alistair's been invited too. And Helen.
Why Helen?
Because she and Oliver made the Sterling Gold cheese.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Lucky things. Of course, me and Neil will have something to celebrate soon.
Oh, finishing the flat?
No, it's our silver wedding next month. On the 25th, actually.
Oh, congratulations. Oh,
thank you.
You having a party?
I don't know what we're doing yet. What with the flat and one thing and another, we haven't got round to discussing it.
Right, well, I'd better get going. I'm going to pop in on Usha before I go home.
Oh, how is she? How's her ankle?
Oh, not too bad. She's only sprained it, thank goodness.
How did it happen?
Well, she was out running and turned her ankle in the gutter. Mm. Ironic, really, because Alan was so insistent that she run on the roads because she fell in the icy lanes a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, poor Usha.
Yeah, she managed to hobble back to the vicarage, rang me, and I took her to hospital.
I must call in and see if she needs anything. How's she managing?
Well, she can't put any weight on it, but she's got a stick. And Alan's given her strict instructions to rest up until it gets better.
Oh, I'd hate that. I hate being ill in any way.
Oh, me too. I'm a very impatient patient.
Well, she's got her work to take her mind off things. At least in her job, she can work from home sometimes.
Ah, true.
Well, I'd better get my shopping done so I can get back to work.
Righto.
And look, if you've got time, I wouldn't mind another look around.
Oh, no, you carry on.
I mean, I won't keep you.
No, Fallon, it's fine.
Oh, thanks for showing me round, Susan.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
I think you've done a brilliant job.
Oh, it's very kind of you to say so.
I mean it. From what I heard, it was a bit of a tip before you all started.
Well, it was all Neil and Christopher, really. I just helped clear the junk away and then cleaned up at the end.
Oh, look at the time. I'll see you later.
Bye, Ruth. You're all right, Fallon. Seen everything you wanted to?
Yeah, thanks.
Only, I don't want to push you, but I'll have to go in a minute.
This box room's a great little space, isn't it?
Well, it's a bit pokey for a bedroom.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, once you've got a single bed in here, there wouldn't be much room for anything else.
Hmm. I wouldn't use it as a bedroom.
No, nor me. I think it'd be perfect for a study.
Yeah. You could always put a sofa bed in the sitting room for guests.
Yeah, you could put your computer in here and a bookshelf, maybe.
Yeah. You could even soundproof the walls and use it as a little recording studio.
Oh, I hadn't thought. I suppose you could.
Okay, well, thanks, Susan. I think it's fantastic.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Aldridge. Tom's over at Bridge Farm pulling leeks this afternoon.
Yes, I knew that. No, it was you I wanted a quick word with, actually.
Me?
Yes. Now, you remember a couple of weeks ago when we spoke, you were intent on leaving us.
Oh, yeah. But don't get me wrong, Mr. Aldridge, I've loved it here.
Oh, pleased to hear it.
It's only because I'm off back to college.
Yes, I know. But, well, I mean, how would you feel about giving us a few extra hours anyway once you're back on the course?
Oh, gosh, well, it depends. How many?
Ah, well, I'm not sure yet. But we're really looking at expanding the herd now, and I thought I'd give you first refusal. Well, I know you students are always looking for ways to help fill the coffers.
I could do with the extra money, yeah.
Good. Well, then it suits us both.
Can I think about it and let you know?
Yeah, of course. Because the thing is, Hannah, you are good. You've done a sterling job in your short time here.
Oh, thanks. That's really nice of you.
No, not at all, no. I like to reward good work. And you work well with Jazza, don't you?
Yeah, I know how to handle him.
I'm sure you do. The thing is, we trust you, Hannah, and you trust us. Pigs respond well to you, so we'd like to keep you on board.
Well, that's great. But I couldn't do too much extra, because I've got assignments and stuff.
Yeah, of course you have. And honestly, we wouldn't expect you to do more than a few hours a week. We'll back you up with another casual, but it's always good to keep on staff you know and who'll do a good job.
Well, thanks. So, when would this extra work start?
Well, that I can't say just yet. Nothing's been finalised, so I don't want to jump the gun.
Oh, OK.
But obviously I'll keep you in the loop as things develop, if you're interested.
Cool. Right.
So that's agreed?
Yeah, OK. Brilliant.
Just one thing. Tom's been very stressed lately.
Oh, I know. Poor thing.
So it's probably best not to mention any of this to him at present.
Oh, right.
It'd be dreadful to raise his hopes and then disappoint him if things don't go to plan.
You're the boss.
Excellent.
Aw, wish my uncle was as thoughtful as you.
Oh, Sheila. I didn't see you there.
Oh, hello, Neil.
I wasn't expecting to see anyone.
No.
Have you come in to do the flowers for Sunday?
No, it's Clary on the rota, as far as I know.
Ah, yeah, I thought it was a bit early in the week.
Yes.
Only I'm just about to turn the water off at the stopcock. I need to change the washer on the cold tap in the vestry.
Oh, well, don't mind me.
You sure?
Yes. Yeah, it's fine.
It won't disturb you?
No, honestly. You've got a job to do.
Ah, yeah. Right. Is there anything I can do, Sheila? Only you look a
I'm
bit...
I'm fine.
I heard business was a bit slack.
Oh, well, we're all in the same boat, aren't we?
Yeah. Things will pick up.
Yes.
Look, I could see you come in for a bit of time to yourself, so I'll leave you to it.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'll come back later. Bye then.
Kenton, you're not supposed to eat the food till you've paid for it.
Give a guy a break, Susan. I'm starving.
Well... Beer, chocolate and crisps aren't very nutritious, if you don't mind me saying so.
It was just to last me till supper.
And you with the cafe too.
Day off. Anyway, the beer and food's for the poker game tonight and for my niece and her boyfriend on Friday.
What's happening on Friday?
Well, Pip's Jamie's sitting for us. I'm taking Cathy to Botticelli's for her birthday.
Oh, that's nice. She'll love that.
Yeah, well, I hope so.
Right, that's 11:63 with your carrier, please.
Oh, cheers.
Here, get rid of that crisp bag for you.
Oh, thanks. Oh, you're quiet this afternoon.
It's the lull before the storm. The kids will be getting off the school bus in a bit.
Oh, of course.
How's B been quiet today, though. Still, gave me a chance to go and see Usha at lunchtime.
Oh, yeah?
Well, with her being laid up, I took her a box of chocolates and we had a bit of a chin wag.
Was she ill?
She fell and twisted her ankle while she was out running the other day.
Oh, her marathon?
Actually, chocolates weren't the best idea in hindsight. She's a bit fed up that she can't keep to her training schedule.
Oh, well, sounds like she's got no choice.
Well, she says she'll be back at square one when she starts up again.
Oh, I shouldn't think that's likely. Anyway, I didn't know that you and Usha were big mates.
Oh, well, it's since their weddings, really. Huh? You know, with Neil being Alan's best man, we're closer friends now.
Oh, right.
Oh, hello, Shula.
Hi, Susan. Oh, hello, Kenta.
Oh, hiya.
Susan, has Alistair's magazine arrived yet?
Yes, it came this morning. It's in the back. Just a minute.
Thanks.
I called in on Mum earlier. She said you were a bit down.
Oh, I do wish she wouldn't worry.
Yeah, like that's ever going to happen.
I'm fine.
Really?
Yes. And I'm getting plenty of TLC from Alistair.
Ah, well, that's good.
In fact, he's had a few evening call-outs lately. So last Thursday, he took the night off from his GA meeting. Oh. And we had a very nice evening in together.
Did you?
Yes. So you needn't worry about me.
Okay, all right.
Tom, careful, you'll squash him.
Sorry.
I'll pack the box you weigh.
All right. Just gives you a bit of time to think, being in here half the day.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's obvious Brian's not going to back down.
Nope, can't see that happening.
So I can't do it, Brenda. I'm not working with someone who calls me his partner and then goes and makes unilateral decisions.
You're right.
I'm not doing it. What's the point?
I know.
I really need someone who'll buy Brian out. Someone who actually appreciates what I'm trying to do.
I don't suppose your mum and dad would...
No, no, there's no chance. Not with the mortgage they've got now.
No, Tom, watch what you're doing.
I'd go to Gran, but how can I expect her to even think about it?
I don't suppose you can just now.
Not with what she's been through lately, and Jack like he is.
No.
Oh, for...
It's all right. I'll get him.
It's hopeless, isn't it?
Oh, don't think like that. We'll find a way to get you out of this.
Will we?
Look, why don't you load up the van while I finish these orders, and then while you deliver them, I'll go home and make us something really good. You pick up a bottle of wine, we'll put some music on and just talk about something else.
Oh, hello, love.
Oh, hiya.
Well, you're back early, aren't you? It's only 9 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
Is anything the matter?
No.
Have they cleaned you out already?
No, well, I was losing a bit. I wasn't really in the mood.
Never mind. Do you fancy a coffee?
It's okay, I'll do it.
Oh, great.
Oh, Kathy, do you remember me saying a couple of weeks ago about bumping into Alistair coming out of the GA meeting with some bloke?
Vaguely. Why?
Well, it's just that something's been nagging at me ever since.
Well, who was this guy anyway?
Well, his name's Ryan. He's a gambler too, a recovering addict. Alistair's been helping him out.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, except I thought I'd seen this Ryan before, and, well, Al said not, but I was sure that I knew him from somewhere. And tonight I realised where.
Where?
Well, a guy called Liam came this time. I haven't seen him for, I don't know, it must be over a year. He's been working in Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
And this Ryan was at a poker game I went to at Liam's.
And Alistair?
No, it was a fair while after Alistair stopped gambling.
Well, I don't see why you're so het up about him.
Well, because I reckon he might be trouble. I mean, he was in way over his head at Liam's that time, losing serious money, and he got very aggressive.
Really? What happened?
Oh, it was okay in the end. They calmed him down and then they chucked him out of the group before things really kicked off. But, well, I just wish Alistair had given him a wide berth.
You haven't said anything to Alistair, have you?
No, but I think maybe I should. What do you think?
No, you keep it to yourself.
Oh, you think so?
Well, look, the lad's going to GA.
Yeah.
He's probably sorting himself out.
Yeah, maybe.
And if Alistair's helping him do that, well, good for him.
Right, I'm off to the bull. I'll see you later.
Oh, Neil.
What?
I've been thinking.
Oh? What about? Oh,
just sit down a minute, love.
Oh, I'm just off to the pub. There's a darts match on.
Oh, that's not important.
Oh, isn't it?
No. But our silver wedding anniversary is. Come on.
Oh, it can't be long, Susan.
It won't take long.
Only Eddie's getting me a point in.
I just wanted a bit of a chat about what to do to celebrate.
Oh. What did you have in mind?
Well, I don't know exactly. But we should do something, shouldn't we? I mean, 25 years is a milestone, isn't it?
Well, yeah,
and some couples renew their vows in church and everything.
Well, that's a bit showy, isn't it?
Well, maybe, but we should do something a bit special. People will expect it.
Yeah, but will they, though? I mean, times are hard at the moment.
But still.
And money's tight.
Oh, Neil, I'm not saying we should hire Lower Loxley and invite everyone within a 10-mile radius.
Oh, you know me, Susan. I'm not one for showing off in public.
It's not showing off. It's just a chance for family and friends to get together and wish us well.
They can do that by sending a card.
Oh, Neil, honestly.
Look, we could have a lovely cosy night in to celebrate.
We could, but...
Just me and you, eh? A nice takeaway to save you having to cook. Your favourite film on DVD, huh? We can always get a bottle of bubbly from the shop and toast the next 25 years together. Oh, I'd better get that.
Oh, right.
I'll see you later. You don't need to wait up, though.
Oh, don't worry, I won't.
Oh, hello, Cathy. Come in.
Thanks. Is Susan in?
Oh, I'm in the front room.
Hi,
Dave. Hi,
Dave. Hi, Susan. Coming in.
Kenton was back early, so I thought I'd pop over with that jar of marmalade.
Oh, thanks, Cathy. Neil will enjoy that.
You're very welcome.
I'll get you teas in a minute. Take your coat off and stop for a coffee.
Oh, I can't, thanks. I've still got a mountain of ironing to do.
Oh, righto.
You look a bit fed up, Susan.
Just had a go at pinning Neil down to organising something for our silver wedding.
No joy.
Oh, honestly. I knew when I married him he wasn't exactly a party animal, but I do wish he'd be a bit more enthusiastic once in a while.
Here's your wine.
Oh, thanks. And thanks for that. That was lovely.
It was only lasagna.
Yeah, but it was just right.
Comfort food. Tom?
Hmm?
I've been thinking...
Yeah?
About this buying Brian out thing.
You said the subject was banned tonight.
Yeah, I know, but... But if what you need is a silent partner...
Yeah, right.
Listen, someone will put the money in and not be too hands-on about how you run the business.
Well, unless you know how to get in touch with my fairy godmother, that's never going to happen, is it?
Well... What about Matt Crawford?
What?
Hang on.
Matt Crawford? Are you serious?
I know he probably wouldn't be your first choice.
You've got that right. Mum and Dad would go mad.
But just listen to me a minute. He'd be ideal. Look how he handles estate business. Apart from occasional meetings, he lets Debbie and Adam get on with it, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's not a farmer, he's a businessman. He's interested in sound business ventures and a good return on his investment. He doesn't care whether that's from a mill conversion or an office block or a pig farm.
But he put my family through hell last year. We almost lost the pack house. He had some random family living in the middle of our farmyard.
He withdrew in the end.
Yeah, but that came out of nowhere. He's unpredictable.
That's just because he's always on the lookout for a good opportunity, and he's approachable and flexible. He's not like Brian Aldridge, who just takes over. He's all about the cut and thrust, the excitement. And he admires people who stand up to him. People who know what they're talking about and stand their ground. People like you. You could handle him.
Do you think so?
I know so. I work for him, Tom. I know what he's like. He'd respect you and listen to you.
He knows nothing about the pig business.
Yeah, he'd learn enough to take an interest, but he'd never want to take over. That's the thing with Matt.
I could move back to Bridge Farm. Go back to a fully organic enterprise?
Yeah.
Although Brian thinks that'd be a disaster.
Oh, yeah, he would say that. Keep you working at home farm.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that. Oh, I might do a bit of a survey, phone round the people I already supply, see what they think.
Yeah, and just imagine Brian's face if Matt was your new business partner.
Oh, he'd hate it.
Matt succeeding with you where he failed.
Now, that would be sweet, wouldn't it? No, oh, I don't know, Brenda. I suppose you might be right.
Yeah, you off out, Oliver.
Oh, hi, Mike.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I'm going over to Bridge Farm to give Helen a hand. Sterling gold.
Oh, so you finally caved in, did you?
I did, yes. I wasn't at all keen to get back into production, as you know.
She's a very determined young woman, is Helen Archer.
And enthusiastic, too.
Resistance is useless.
Indeed. But she's right. Customers have never stopped asking for it, and it seems crazy not to accede to the demand.
Great stuff.
How about you? How are orders for the milk?
Up again. Third day on the trot.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And tell me, how are things at Weir Farm, eh?
Oh, not so bad, Tar. Heating's back on and plumbing's now running okay.
Good.
And Roy and Ailey have gone to pick a cooker this afternoon.
Splendid. Have they finished laying the floorboards yet?
I'm hoping they'll be done by the weekend.
Oh, yeah?
They're cracking on with it all right. A couple of sparks there this week and next, fitting the light switches and all that.
Right.
Then I got the kitchen designer coming round later.
Oh, things are moving along.
Yeah, and, oh, we're all looking forward to the do tonight.
Yeah, well, so am I. I can't wait to try the new menu.
Eh?
Well, he rings the changes to include what's in season.
Oh.
And he wanted to stimulate a bit of interest after Christmas.
Yeah, well, catering trade will be a bit slack this time of year.
Yeah, afraid so.
Oh,
I'll let you get that. I'll have a quick word with Ed, then get off myself.
Yeah, cheers.
See you tonight at the bistro, mate.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Bye.
Neil, thanks for getting back to me.
What can I do for you, Mike?
Oh, I need to ask a favour, mate.
Ask away.
Any chance you could give us a lift to Great Gables tonight for the Grange Farm do, so as I could have a drink?
Afternoon, Ed.
No, oh, just a sec. You're all right, Oliver.
Have you heard the good news about the orders?
Yeah, Jazza was saying yesterday. It's great, isn't it? It
certainly is. Caroline said you wanted to see me when she popped home at lunchtime.
Oh, yeah, It's Grandad.
Joe, what about it?
He's been on about the mineral lick for the badgers. He wants me to ask you if you're keeping on with it.
Ah, see.
You know what he's like.
Yes, well, he's very keen.
Yeah, exactly. He's telling everyone it helped clear up the TB.
Good old Joe.
Yeah, of course we can't say that. But he just wants to feel like he's done his bit.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course.
Doesn't want to feel like you've invited him tonight so he doesn't feel left out.
Oh, nothing to fear on that score. He's worked hard helping you with the herd, and his advice has been invaluable at times.
Yeah, it really has.
Thing is, lick may well be effective long term.
Yeah, I told him that. And if it helps build up the badger's immunity.
Yeah.
So what do you reckon? Do you think I should carry on putting it down?
Well, it's a cheap enough measure. We've nothing to lose, really, have we?
Ryan!
Right, Alistair?
What brings you to this neck of the woods?
I was in the area and thought I'd look you up.
Oh, see.
You don't mind, do you?
No, not at all.
Only you missed the meeting last week.
Oh, well, had another call on my time.
Sure.
Careful, watch your shoes.
Yeah.
So, how are you doing?
All right, thanks.
Good.
You?
Yeah, fine, thanks. How did the meeting go? You were there, I take it?
You didn't miss anything, really.
Good.
Look, you're busy. I'll get off.
No, it's fine. Just give me a minute. I've almost finished.
What about your missus? Is she around?
She's taken a group out on a hack.
Oh, right. Does she do a lot of that?
Oh, she's got a couple of regular groups during the week.
What about you? You busy all day?
Well, it depends. Every day is different.
What about today? Got time for coffee?
I could stop for a quick break.
That'd be great.
Very impressive it was. I mean, you could see the kitchen on his laptop. Just how it'd look when it's fitted.
The stuff computers can do these days, eh?
Yeah, it's all in 3D, so you can see it from all angles.
Have you picked it, then?
Oh, yeah. It's the one I fancy from the off. Very stylish.
Get you.
Why not, eh?
Yeah, why not?
I ordered it straight away.
Sorted then.
Ah, we're getting there. Ailey's picked out a nice cooker for their kitchen with a double oven, she said.
Oh, very practical. Energy saving.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for this, Neil. You know, after the last 10 months, well, I felt the need for a proper celebration.
Ah, no worries. So long as you don't mind me running a few errands first.
Uh-huh, fine by me.
Anyway, you're not the only one with a bit of news, you know.
Huh?
Yeah, I've been having a think. It's our silver wedding in a few weeks.
Get away.
I know, it seems like yesterday, doesn't it?
So, what are you and her doing for it, then?
Well, that's the thing.
She wanted to pin me down last night about it, and I had to try and make out that I wasn't bothered.
Oh, you got something up your sleeve, have you?
That's the general idea. She doesn't suspect anything, see, but I thought I'd whisk her off to London for dinner and a nice hotel.
Oh, you old romantic, you.
Well, she had a lovely time in August at Christopher's diploma do. She loves London, but we only did it on the cheap, so I thought I'd take her back and do it properly.
Oh, she'd be over the moon.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Well, good on you, mate.
I couldn't have wished for a better wife, you know, Mike. She deserves it.
Putting up with you, you mean?
all right, I know. But I want to give her an anniversary to remember.
Well, that's great. But it's all very well you going out some flowers on me. Just put your foot down and get these errands sorted. I'm starving.
So, yeah, you did me a real favour, Alistair.
Well, I'm glad it's working out for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's not interesting work like yours is, but it's paying the bills.
Well, that's the priority.
The supervisor's a bit of a job's worth, but the rest of them are all right.
And there's nothing to stop you looking for something better while you're in that job.
Yeah, true.
Well, that sounds like things are on the up, then.
Yeah, as I say, thanks to you.
No problem.
And how's your business? Pretty recession-proof, I should think.
Well, you never like to jinx things, but I can't complain.
Good. I mean, Daniel's a teenager, isn't he?
Yes.
I know kids cost a lot, but teenagers, that's a whole new ball game. I bet he wants all the latest computer games and stuff.
Well, you know what they're like. So-and-so's got a Wii, can I have one? He's got a bit of a part-time job, so he does save up and buy the odd game and so on himself.
Yeah?
Does a bit of work with one of the local pig farmers.
You're kidding, real country boy then.
Too right. But with a mother like Shula, there was never much chance of him being anything else.
Well, you're bringing him up right. Getting him to see it doesn't grow on trees.
Absolutely.
It's good for them to see how hard you have to work. I bet you have school fees and all sorts.
Yeah, he goes to the cathedral school.
Oh yeah, that's in Felpersham, isn't it?
That's right. I had mixed feelings about it, to be honest, but he seems happy enough there.
That must take a chunk out of your day, ferrying him about.
Well, Shula does that most days. I couldn't possibly. I'm on call a lot of the time. My schedule's too unpredictable.
Right. Tim just goes to the local primary. I've got all that to come. If I'm lucky enough to still be with him and his mum by then.
It's not luck, Ryan. Work at it. We all have to work at marriage.
You're right, I know. But how do you do it? I mean, if she's busy with her business, and like you said, you're out a lot, at different farms or whatever.
Yeah, I am, but you have to make sure the time you do spend together counts. Oh, and talking of time, I better get right back out to it.
Yeah, of course you had. Sorry to overstay my welcome.
Not at all.
I really appreciate your support, Al. I mean it.
No problem. And I'll see you next week at the meeting.
Have you seen the menu, Mike?
Oh, no. I'm spoiled for choice.
Now, don't hold back anyway.
Oh, cheers.
You sure you don't mind me staying, Oliver? I wasn't hinting for an invite.
Of course not. The more the merrier. Oh, Eddie, Clary, now what can I get you to drink?
I can't believe it.
What?
I think this is the first time for years I've seen Jazzer without some bird on his arm. What's going on?
Poor old Jazzer. He's got it bad.
He's got a crush on that pig girl you recommended for Tom.
Hannah?
Yeah.
He is punching above his weight, isn't
he? Now he asked her to come tonight and she gave him the swerve.
Hi, everyone.
Oh, hi, Alistair.
Oh, all right, Alistair.
Thought I was going to be late.
Oh, get hold up.
Oh, just running behind a bit.
No, well, Shula's already here. She's having a drink at the bar with Caroline.
Now then, has everyone got a drink?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Now, before the place gets a bit busier, I'd just like to welcome you all here tonight.
Oh, I wouldn't have missed it.
And on behalf of Caroline and myself, I'd like to thank you all for your extremely hard work, support and commitment during the recent very difficult times.
Hear, hear.
Now, these are valuable qualities while the going's good, but priceless when a business hits bad times. And it's thanks to all of you that we're back up and running and we can look forward to happy times ahead. So please, raise your glasses. And here's to you all and Grange Farm.
Grange Farm.
Oh, I am stuffed.
Yeah, and me.
That venison, I'll be dreaming about it. What do you have?
I'd fillet steak. Oh. Can't beat a good steak.
Hey, Joe can't half tuck some grub away for the age he is.
Yeah, well, he likes to get his money's worth.
Or somebody else's money's worth.
I wonder where you disappeared to.
Oh, we're recovering. Don't think I can move.
Eddie was looking for you, mate. He wants to buy you a drink.
Blimey!
Yeah, that doesn't happen very often.
No, I'd better go and find him before he changes his mind.
Coming back inside, Ed?
Yeah, in a sec. Oliver, have you got a minute?
Well, it's a bit nippy out here.
No, I'll make it quick.
Well, go on.
I wanted to talk to you sometime soon about... Well, maybe expanding the herd. I mean, now we're getting back on track.
Oh. I hadn't thought of expanding.
No.
I meant it's a bit of a bolt out of the blue.
Yeah. Well, I've been thinking it over for a while. I mean, the thing is, we're a bit limited with the herd the size it is at the moment. But if we expanded, we could start up new rounds in other villages round here, maybe sell it as far as Borchester.
Well, that's quite a leap from where we are at the moment, eh?
But I know we'd need more land, and I was thinking about the estate. You know, maybe we could rent some, or even buy some off them.
You have been giving it some thought.
Yeah. I know it'd need careful planning.
Yeah, let's get back in, shall we, to the party. Now's not the time and place to be talking about all this.
No, I know.
Come on, you should be relaxing. You deserve it. That's what tonight's all about.
Yeah, but...
I appreciate your enthusiasm, eh?
Right.
Look, I'll have a think about what you've said and I'll get back to you, all right?
Nope, I think she's popped over to April Cottage with Kathy's birthday card.
Oh, right. Do you need a hand with the cheeses?
Nope, nearly done, thanks. What did you want Mum for?
It's not Mum I need. It's a phone and a quiet office. I know Dad's in the packing shed this morning.
Well, help yourself. She and Clary will be in the dairy all day as soon as she gets back.
Oh, right.
What are you working on, can I ask?
It's something Brenda and I were discussing. A bit of market research with my customers.
Oh, yeah?
See how they'd feel if we changed over to organic.
Oh, right. I take it things are no better with Brian, then?
Oh, it's way beyond that.
Really? As bad as that?
I've got to look at my other options, Helen. If I don't get out of this partnership, he'll carry on treating me like some forelock-tugging foreman. Just there to carry out his orders and sign my future away.
I didn't realise things had got so bad, Tom.
Yeah, well, they have.
Wow.
I know. But I'm not giving way on this one. It's too important to me.
So what now?
I've got some ideas about what to do next.
Good on you.
I wouldn't mind hearing what you think about them, actually.
Oh, okay. Do you fancy a quick coffee later in Jack's? Oliver?
Oh, Caroline, you finally surfaced, have you?
I know, I'm sorry.
Oh, don't apologise.
I was whacked after last night.
Well, it was rather late when you came to bed.
Yes, I know.
I didn't want to disturb you and Shula.
I appreciate it, thank you. I could see she wasn't her usual self at the party last night.
Oh, wasn't she?
No, she's quite subdued. I hope you didn't mind me inviting her back for a nightcap.
No, of course not. I was just sorry Alistair bowed out. I wanted to share that rather fine malt.
Poor Shula. She's really putting herself through it. Unfortunately, there's not much I can do other than listen.
Well, don't underestimate it.
No. Is everything all right, Oliver?
Yeah?
You seem a bit quiet yourself.
No, I'm fine.
Sure?
Yeah, of course.
Have you eaten breakfast this morning?
I had something earlier.
I mean, apart from coffee?
No.
Oliver.
Well, I wasn't hungry.
You can't cut up logs on an empty stomach.
I'll have something when I finish this, okay?
Well, we've got eggs and mushrooms. I know. I'll go straight to the shop for bacon and sausages. I'm going to treat you to a lovely fitting brunch. How does that sound?
Oh, it sounds just the thing on a cold morning like this. Thank you.
Mm. Malted milk or chocolate digestive?
Oh, it's no good asking me, Jolene.
Well, Sid likes a biscuit with his cuppa. But if I buy the chocolate ones, I'll end up being tempted too.
Oh, you don't need to watch your weight.
Oh, Susan, that's nice of you.
Oh, it's true. Not like some I could mention.
You know, Sid had this mad idea. We should join the gym again for our New Year's resolution.
Huh?
But I get enough exercise running up and down them cellar steps.
Oh, you're like me. Never still.
He's still smarting about Usha being fitter than him. That's what it is. Hey, how is she, Susan? Do you know?
Oh, she's got cabin fever with having to stay in.
Oh, I can sympathise with that.
Me too. Alan's ordered her to rest her ankle and band her from running. She thinks she'll have lost all her fitness by the time she gets going again.
Nah, she won't.
He says she's desperate to beat that Annabelle Shrivener. You decided then?
I'll compromise and go for chocolate chip cookies. Has Tony Archer found anyone for the flat yet?
No, not as far as I know. He haven't brought anybody round to look at it.
Well, it won't take too long, though. Not if it's as nice as Fallon described it.
Yeah. And I know he'll find somebody suitable. Mm. He won't want to give his mum the headache of a tenant from hell.
Oh, hello, Caroline.
Hello.
Oh, Caroline, how did you get on last night? Mike said he'd had a great time.
Yes, I think everyone did.
He said the food was amazing.
You must come and try it yourself with Neil.
Oh, you mean old Misery Guts.
Oh, dear.
Well, listen, what do you think of this? It's our silver wedding anniversary next month. And guess what my party animal of a husband wants to do for it?
If he's anything like Sid, it'll be a quiet dinner for two in Borchester.
Oh, if only.
Well, go on, what then?
A takeaway and a DVD.
Never.
Yeah.
I don't think you're on your own, Susan. Most men wouldn't even remember the date.
But vegging out in front of the telly, eh?
Oh, you go ahead, Caroline. I'm not ready yet.
Oh, thanks. Honestly, I ask you... right, that'll be £4.19 then, please.
Thanks. Well, I wish you all the best for it, whatever you end up doing.
Oh, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye now. Look, Neil don't want to do anything adventurous on your anniversary, but you do, yeah?
Yeah, I'd like us both to do something nice together. 25 years is a real landmark, don't you think so?
Of course I do. Listen... If he's not up for organising anything, it don't stop you sorting something out for the pair of you. Throw a party. Show him how it's done.
Oh, thank you, Caroline. That was lovely.
Oh, did I give you too much?
No, I just wasn't that hungry, really.
There's something bothering you.
No, I'm fine. Bit tired, that's all.
Oliver, come on. Tell me what the matter is.
Well, there's nothing I can't handle, and I'm just not looking forward to what I have to do, that's all.
Which is?
Well, after the meal last night, Ed wanted to talk to me.
What about?
He asked me what I thought about expanding the herd.
I see. And what did you say?
Well, not a lot. Took me completely by surprise. I just told him I'd just think about it.
Have you?
I've thought of nothing else since.
I knew something was bothering you.
Thing is, darling, you see, I completely understand where he's coming from. He's a young man with a young family. And he's shown himself to be ambitious and determined during the last few months, qualities which have probably surprised him as much as they have others.
He has grown up over the last year, hasn't he?
Yes. And to cap it all, of course, he belongs here in a way. It's where he grew up.
Yes, but that's in the past now. No one can afford to be sentimental. Not these days.
No, of course not. But I also meant in terms of, well, you know, where his thinking is.
I understand.
Nothing will give me greater pleasure than to give him his head since he showed such loyalty and commitment.
Yes, but you're not running a business for other people. You're supposed to be running it for yourself. When you started out, the farm was a hobby. Something to keep you busy and keep your hand in, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Instead, it's taken over your life.
Yes. And if I'm honest, I don't want the responsibility anymore.
Exactly. Darling, I've seen the stress you've been under over the past year with everything. The last thing I want is for you to take on more.
I know.
And if the current trend at Grey Gables continues, we'll both need to focus our time and energy there.
I haven't had a chance to look at this week's figures yet.
Yeah, they're not great, I'm afraid.
Oh.
Bookings still haven't picked up since Christmas.
Mm.
Well, you saw how many were in the bistro last night.
Yes, it was very quiet for a Thursday evening.
If things carry on like this... I'm going to have to start letting staff go. I'll really need your support.
And you don't need me worrying about the dairy business. Well, that settles that.
Helen, over here.
Oh, hi.
I ordered you a cappuccino when I got your text.
Oh, thanks.
Do you want anything to eat?
No, thanks. I had some soup at the shop. You?
Yeah, I've eaten.
So, how did you get on this morning? Did you manage to canvass some of your customers?
A few.
And?
Mixed results, really.
Yeah?
When I asked people how they'd feel about changing to organic sausages, most said they wouldn't mind.
Mm-hmm.
As long as the price didn't go up.
Oh.
Yeah. When I said the price would have to increase, they kind of split into three camps.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, those who would still buy the sausages, those who definitely wouldn't, and those who said they'd need to think about it.
Right, well, how many said that they would still buy them?
Roughly a third.
A third? That's more than I thought you'd get.
Well, they said they would still buy the sausages as long as the price increase wasn't too high.
And could you keep it down initially?
Well, I don't know. Like I said, I've only just started thinking about all this. I mean, I haven't costed it out properly.
So, what's your next move?
Oh, that's what I'm wondering too.
Well, you said yourself you can't leave things as they are.
Hmm. No, me and Brenda talked about looking for another backer.
Buying Uncle Brian out?
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
You think so?
Well, who are you thinking of? Have you got anyone in mind?
Well, ideally, someone who'd leave the business to me to run. Someone who'd actually trust me to know what I'm doing.
Well, obviously, or there's no point.
Trouble is, moving the pigs away from home farm. I mean, where would I move them to? Where could I get some land?
Bring them to Bridge Farm, set up where you were before.
Then I hit the organic issue and the problem of keeping my customers.
Yes, but marketing's one of your and Brenda's strengths.
But things are different now.
You're only facing the same choice Mum and Dad made all those years ago when they took the risk and converted to organic.
It's not that simple.
In many ways, it's easier. Then, organic was seen as just for the muesli and sandals brigade. Most people hadn't even heard of organic produce. Mum and Dad were in the front line.
I know, but as Brian said, times are hard at the moment. People are eating at home and wanting the quality. You won't pay organic prices.
I can't believe you're just parroting what he says. I mean, obviously he's going to say that, isn't he?
Maybe.
Come on, Tom. Find a backer and go for it. Bring the business back to Bridge Farm.
Susan, what can I get you?
Oh, nothing, thanks. I've not come in for a drink.
No?
Is Neil here?
No, sorry. I've not seen him this dinner time.
Oh, it's okay. It was you I wanted to talk to.
Oh.
You know what we were talking about earlier?
You'll have to give me a clue.
About the party idea.
Oh, I'm with you. Yeah. Yeah, you should do it.
Well, I've been thinking about it. And you're right. I will.
Good for you.
But I want a big party I can invite all our friends and family to. You know, a proper do with all the trimming.
Oh, that sounds great.
But I don't want to hold it at home. There's not enough room. So I wondered about the bull upstairs. How much do you charge?
When were you thinking of?
Well, it'd be nice to have it on the day itself. It's 25th of February.
What day is that?
Wednesday.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's available. I'll tell you what I'll do. You can have the room for free. As long as we do the catering.
Oh, that's really generous of you.
Well, it's midweek. And anyway, guests always spend at the bar.
Oh, that's brilliant.
No problem. And it's a buffet you want, not a sit-down meal.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And have you thought about numbers?
No, no, not yet.
Well, let me know as soon as you can. And I've got some menu ideas you can look at.
Right. Oh, I need to have a good think and start planning properly.
Oh, I'll book it in.
Oh.
What's up?
Who's going to know?
Who? Why?
Would it be just you and Sid?
And Fallon and Frieda, because she'll help with the catering. Is there a problem?
Well, no, not a problem. It's just with Neil wanting a night in front of the telly. I thought I'd go along with it and not let on. Make it a surprise party.
As long as he don't freak out and run off down the road.
No, he won't do that. That's the thing about Neil. Whatever it is, once he's pushed into it, he has a great time.
Okay, no problem. I'll swear them all to secrecy.
Fantastic. I can't wait to see his face.
The Archers was written by Carol Simpson-Salazzo. The agricultural story editor's